Hello, my uncommon friends, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and we learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and today we are going to be talking about the Gadsden flag. What is the Gadsden flag, you might be asking? Well, it is this flag right here. Now, there's been a lot of controversy over this flag over the last week or so due to a 12-year-old boy in, I believe it was Colorado. He was approached by the school to remove a Gadsden flag patch from his backpack. Now, we won't get into all the politics of the issue. Normally, I do provide my own personal commentary on such matters. However, today we are simply going to talk about the history of the flag and whether or not it actually has these racist origins that many are claiming it does. So, let's start over here. Christopher Gadsden was the creator of the Gadsden flag. He was an American politician, merchant, and the personal leader of the South Carolina Patriot Movement during the American Revolution. He was born in Charleston on February 16, 1724, and received a classic education in England before completing a four-year apprenticeship in Philadelphia. He served as purser aboard the British man-of-war Aldeburgh between 1745 and 1747. Gadsden owned four stores, several merchant vessels, two rice plantations, a residential district in Charleston called Gadsden Borough, and a large wharf on the Cooper River by 1774. He was also a delegate to the Continental Congress, a brigadier general in the Continental Army during the American Revolutionary War, lieutenant governor of South Carolina, and the designer of the Gadsden flag, a yellow flag with a rattlesnake and the legendary "Don't Tread on Me." The Gadsden flag has also been called the Hopkins flag, or the "Don't Tread on Me" flag. It is a historical flag used by Commodore Essex Hopkins, the United States' first naval commander-in-chief, as his personal ensign during the American Revolution. So who was Essex Hopkins? He was born April 26, 1718, in Providence, Rhode Island. He died February 26, 1802. In the same place. He was the first Commodore of the United States Navy in the period of the Revolutionary War, from 1775 to 1783. He went to sea at the age of 20, proving his ability as a seaman and trader, and a marriage into wealth put him at the lead of a large merchant fleet prior to the French and Indian War. By privateering during that war, he added to his fortune and won a considerable naval reputation. Rhode Island named him a brigadier general of its land forces at the outbreak of the Revolution, but a call from the Continental Congress, where his brother was chairman of the Naval Committee, induced him to forsake the army and accept the command of the First Continental Fleet, then outfitting at Philadelphia. He reportedly outfitted his fleet with a flag displaying a rattlesnake and the motto, "Don't Tread on Me," a design very similar to the one that Gadsden originally made. Now, Christopher Gadsden, we already read about him, but that's what he looks like. That's the man right there. The Gadsden flag is a historical American flag with a yellow field depicting a timber rattlesnake coiled and ready to strike. It is named for Christopher Gadsden, a South Carolina soldier during the American Civil War. The flag has been flown since 1775 and is a symbol of colonial unity against British oppression. It appears on popular American medallions and challenge coins through today. Also says here, recently a 12-year-old student in Colorado was removed from class for wearing a symbolic patch of the Gadsden flag. Colorado Governor Jared Polis defended the flag as a patriotic symbol rooted in the American Revolution, not in a hateful one. So this flag has nothing to do with race whatsoever. This flag represented the unity of the people in colonial America. "Don't Tread on Me" was a message to the British Empire from the Americans, or soon to be American, that our nature-given rights were not going to be taken away easily. So, with all of that said, I think we can conclude that this flag is not racist. It is not a symbol of hate of any kind. And this flag should be bringing us together, not tearing us apart. Thank you everyone for joining me today on Uncommon Sense. I am Billy the Kid, signing out.